Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026, and this is Finance Pulse. If you heard Monday's briefing, you know we spent time on the post-Basel comment close and the DFAST countdown. Today we move past the countdown. Results drop tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. So let's focus on what you actually need to think about between now and then. And on three other developments that landed overnight and deserve your full attention. Start with rates, because they are the frame for everything else. The Fed held at 3.50% to 3.75% at Chair Warsh's first meeting last week, and that decision is now settled knowledge. What's moved since is the market's read on what comes next. 9 Fed officials now project at least 1 rate hike this year, and 6 of those see at least 2. That's a meaningful skew toward tightening, and it has real implications for bank NIM planning. Here is the asymmetric point worth flagging. The rate hold environment has been quietly helping super-regional banks on their funding cost side. Banks that saw deposit costs peak on CDs and money market accounts in late 2025 are now watching those costs drift down. Ameris Bancorp's Q1 data, for example, showed deposit costs falling 11 basis points in a single quarter to 1.76%. If the Fed does hike, that repricing relief reverses fast. Bank CFOs building Q3 and Q4 scenarios right now need a hike case as a base case, not just a tail. Now to tomorrow's stress test. 32 banks get their results. The numbers will show projected losses under a scenario where unemployment hits 10%, home prices fall 30%, and commercial real estate values drop 39%.
Here is the structural point that is being under-discussed. Because the Fed froze stress capital buffer requirements through 2027 while it revamps its testing framework, tomorrow's numbers carry no capital consequence. Banks already know this. The risk is that IR and Treasury teams underprepare their board and investor communications as a result. But sell-side analysts and credit-focused institutional investors will still read every loss projection table line by line, particularly on CRE books, leverage lending, and trading. A bank that doesn't get ahead of the narrative before 4 p.m. tomorrow is handing that narrative to someone else. This is a communication event, even if it isn't a capital event. On Basel III, the comment window officially closed 5 days ago, and the story has now moved from policy design to implementation sprint. Bloomberg and Freshfields analysis is pointing toward a realistic 2027 finalization timeline, given the deliberately compressed 3-month comment period. What that means concretely for Category 3 and 4 banks is this. The new requirement to include accumulated other comprehensive income, AOCI, in CET1 calculations phases in at 20% per year beginning January 1st, 2027. That's 13 months away. If your clients haven't mapped the data and reporting infrastructure they need to capture unrealized gains and losses in regulatory capital calculations, the window to design that properly is closing. This is one of those moments where the distance between we read the rule and we have build-ready specs is costing real implementation time. Now to something genuinely new.
Truist Financial last week announced that Michael P. Lyons will become its president and CEO on September 1st.
Lyons was most recently CEO of Fiserv. Before that, he spent more than 13 years at PNC, helped lead over $15 billion of acquisitions there, and earlier in his career was at Bank of America in corporate development and strategy. This is not a traditional banker succession. A payments and fintech platform operator stepping into the corner office at a top 10 commercial bank sends a message to every other super-regional CEO and CFO in the cohort. Technology deployment velocity is now a board-level expectation, not just an efficiency initiative. Bank finance leaders, whose AI programs are still in pilot, will find that story harder to tell when their competitors are being run by executives who have literally shipped enterprise technology at scale. On that note, the AI vendor picture sharpened this month with SAP's autonomous enterprise rollout. The product detail matters here because it tells you where the market is moving. SAP is deploying more than 50 domain-specific AI assistants that coordinate more than 200 specialized agents across cash management, tax, financial planning, billing, financial close, governance, accounts receivable, and treasury. They've also launched Joule Studio, a development environment that lets finance teams build and manage their own agents inside SAP's platform. Some of these capabilities are landing in Q2, others in Q3. The vendor is also being honest about the prerequisite. SAP's own product head said that firms need a trusted central place for data that AI can leverage, and that AI cannot remain a side project. That is a candid acknowledgement that data platform readiness is the gating factor, not the agent technology itself. For any bank running SAP, the question is whether their data governance and architecture work is paced to actually switch these capabilities on when they arrive. One more data point before we close. Deloitte research cited in industry coverage this week shows finance teams spend an average of 41% of their time gathering and processing data, and half still take 6 or more business days to close the month. Those numbers sit alongside vendor claims of 90% auto match rates and 95% straight-through automation in journal entry posting. The gap between those two realities is where the transformation mandate lives. Let's close with 3 conversation starters you can bring into client meetings today. First, your Basel AOCI build starts January 2027. Where is your client on data readiness right now? The 13-month clock is running. Second, SAP just announced 200-plus agents covering every major finance function. Does your client's SAP roadmap include the autonomous enterprise layer? And do they have the data foundation to turn it on when it arrives? Third, Truist is getting a CEO who ran Fiserv. What does that signal to your client about their own board's expectations for AI deployment speed? And how does their current transformation pace compare to peers who will now be led by operators with active fintech experience? That's Finance Pulse for Tuesday, June 23rd. DFAST lands tomorrow at 4. We'll have the read-through for you Wednesday morning.